Sometimes your power scares me, Mr. Spielman. You said you wanted to talk to a doctor at Orthopedic One about Ryan Shazier hitting with his head down and the risks of that. Dr. Kenneth Westerheide of Orthopedic One listening to the show and calls in. Hello, Dr. Westerheide. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. What happens when a guy has his hits with his head down, his eyes toward the ground, like we saw last night with Ryan Shazier?
Well, the most concerning part to that would be a cervical injury. And so your vertebral bodies of your neck aren't lined up, and all the force is then on the ligaments that support. And so if your head is up, which is the whole mantra of, you know, head up tackling, is the vertebral bodies are lined up, and you can take much more of a impact with the vertebral bodies lined up as opposed to in a flexed position. But last night, you know, obviously you saw Ryan Shazier grabbed his back, so that was not, you know, as devastating as a neck injury, but his was a lumbar spine injury. So you could see that it affected his legs and not his arms and his legs.
Well, but the head down still put him in that vulnerable position, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And the other thing is, so in that case, is that a case, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think of, okay, well, maybe he bruised his spinal cord somehow.
That's what they're saying.
Or, okay, and is that because the disc possibly herniated? Because can you bruise your spinal cord without the disc herniating?
Yes.
Okay, how's that possible? I mean, doesn't the disc have to, doesn't something have to touch the spinal cord for the spinal cord to bruise?
So this is a kind of an age-old issue. Particularly, it's more common in kids, like, you know, pediatric patients. They'll have you know, periodic or short-term, almost like paralysis. And then they do all the scans, and everything looks okay. There's no disc herniation.
Right.
And so you can have almost like it could be either a stretching or the impact causes a contusion. So when you get the MRI, and it sounds like at University of Cincinnati, they did CT scans and they did an MRI. So the CT scans will tell you the bony architecture if something's unstable, fractured.
Right.
And the MRI will then tell you the ligaments, the disc, and the spinal cord. And if the spinal cord has a lot of edema or swelling in it, then either the impact or the stretch or something like that caused swelling and inflammation around the cord, and then that can spontaneously and hopefully short-term result in like leg paralysis until you get the swelling down and then the spinal cord starts to work again.
Can you, can they put like inject an anti-inflammatory in there quickly to remove any of that swelling? And the other question that on top of that is, will he be more vulnerable to spinal cord bruising? Because I remember I was told if I keep nicking my cord, man, it might not come back.
True. So the answer to your first question is typically it's IV steroids. So if someone has a spinal cord injury, they're on an IV steroid protocol. You know, steroids are very, very strong anti-inflammatory. And so the idea is that the steroids will decrease the inflammation and the swelling in and around the spinal cord and hopefully help it recover and cause less damage as much as quickly as possible. And then in terms of vulnerability going forward, it depends. It depends on the structural integrity. Is it weakened? Is there a disc herniation? Is there a disc bulge that, you know, decreased the space around the spinal cord? So, you know, if everything is structurally sound, there are some people that say, hey, once his spinal cord recovers and he has enough space, then he's okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know, your situation may have been someone has some inherited spinal stenosis.
Yeah.
So they have decreased space to begin with. And that's a, you know, spear tackler spine. That's like in the cervical spine. You don't have that much room to begin with. And the more hits you take, you could damage your spinal cord in your neck permanently.
Thank you, doctor. Yeah, the older I get, the narrower it gets and the more issues I have. So I'm a big proponent of steroids.
Right.
Not anabolic steroids, everybody.
That's
relax
it.
Out there. It's cortisone and all that stuff. Thank you for your time, and well done. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
There you go. Dr. Kenneth Westerheide of Orthopedic One. The pictures of Ryan Shazier leaving the field last night with his hands, you know, covering his eyes like, what have I done? You wonder if at that moment all the counsel and direction he'd gotten to tackle with his head up was going through his mind.